This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 217 for Monday, January 10th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was lower Monday morning, seeing some consolidation to start the week after setting fresh highs on Friday. Canola down 2 to nearly $4, March down $3.60 at $1,031.50 per ton. Early losses in Chicago soybeans put spillover pressure on canola, although soy oil and Malaysian palm oil had been mixed overnight. Soy oil, though, turning lower as the day progressed. Canada's tight supply situation and the resulting need to ration demand does remain supportive, but there are ideas canola is looking overpriced at current levels, despite technical signals still pointing higher. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after hitting their best levels in 7 months on Friday, March down 20 cents at $13.89 per bushel. Concerns over heat and dryness cutting into production prospects in South America did remain supportive, but there is some more moisture in the forecasts, and record yields could still be possible in some areas. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report on Wednesday, and adjustments to production numbers for Brazil and Argentina will be followed closely. Corn, it's also seeing some modest profit taking to start the week. The March contract down 6 cents at an even $6 per bushel. Chart-based positioning was a feature as the March contract hovers around that key $6 mark. South American weather conditions are also at the forefront of the corn market, with farmers in Argentina still in the process of seeding their late crop. Wheat, it is lower across the board. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the March contract at $9.15 per bushel. Kansas City down 10 cents in March at $7.65 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it is down 5 cents in March at $7.53 per bushel. Updated estimates on U.S. winter wheat seedings will be included in Wednesday's USDA data, with average expectations for an increase in acres on the year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.